les interviews du Doc. C'est maintenant sur Vinyl Time.
Discuter avec un très très grand guitariste, puisqu'on a la chance d'avoir Mandy Meyer qui vient nous présenter l'album de Gotus. Alors pour ceux qui ne connaissent pas Mandy, c'est un excellent guitariste qui a joué alors avec bien sûr Gotus, Gotthard, Crocus, Cobra, Katmandou, Asia, j'en passe, c'est des meilleurs. C'est vraiment un très très grand guitariste. Moi j'ai eu la chance de le voir plusieurs fois, notamment avec Unisonic. Et puis Crocus au Hellfest, on va en discuter un petit peu avec Mandy. Mandy, thank you so much for accepting my invitation. It's a great, great pleasure, honor to speak again with you since a long time ago about Gotus, who is coming since mid of January. So I think my first question, Mandy, is I'm pretty sure you are so happy to share a new music with a lot of friends. And since mid of January, we share this experience behind Gotus, no?
Yes, it's a new era. It's kind of like my songs. Almost everything came from my songwriting modus at home while Corona and everything, and then we worked it out. And there's a few older ideas also, but yes, it's great to finally bring, because I had a lot of ideas always, and sometimes, oh no. Sometimes I'm somebody else. sometimes you have to wait for the right moment. If you have a right singer for these songs or those other, and somehow at the moment it just seemed to be all right, you know. With Ronnie, I just felt confident that the ideas I had, because I always have things in my head, I already can hear it before it's even recorded. I can sort of like, you know, have it in my head how the construction could look like, how it sounds, you know, sort of, you know. And that's why I thought, okay, now I want to do this album. If Frontiers are interested, let's do it now, because we're not the youngest. I'm not the youngest anymore. Let's do it now, because you have to wait for the right moment. And with Ronnie, I just felt very, very good, you know, to do some of the songs that I got. I'm very happy with his input, you know, also really, you know.
Comme le dit Mandy, alors il a plein d'idées pour partager. Donc Gotus, c'est un nouveau projet qui est arrivé au bon moment. Il avait plein de choses à partager. Comme il le dit, il avait beaucoup d'idées. Et puis, il voulait partager des titres très personnels. On va en parler dans un instant. Et puis, il y avait bien sûr, il fallait trouver le bon timing. Il y avait le label derrière Frontiers qui est arrivé, qui a demandé est-ce que serait intéressé. Oui, puis il fallait trouver aussi le temps pour avoir ce grand chanteur qui est Ronnie Romero, qui est venu poser sa voix. Et comme il le dit, c'était le bon moment. Mandy, you create 11 songs. Some of songs is a little bit new. Some of songs it's maybe some re-recorded of some song like for Katmandu. I was totally surprised when I see one song coming from Katmandu on this record. So do you think it's a good idea to share some old song with a new, fresh setup, new singer or something like that? It is clearly something that... Just you said before, we have to maybe so to arrange something new or to share something new for this song, or maybe it's just okay, we have some good song and I would like just to share some fantastic song, by the way, because Katmandu has a fantastic song.
Yeah, it's a special song, of course. It's bluesy, and first of all, I thought this could be it would fit in there on that album to give, you know, another color on the album. Mm-hmm. It wasn't my idea. I wasn't really, you know, it's not really my favorite song maybe, but you know, it was also a wish of the band, and I'm like really democratic, you know, in our band, you know, we say, okay, if you guys think we should do it, and then let's give it a shot. And then Ronnie was singing it quite, I mean, Dave King probably thinks, okay, this, he probably thinks, yeah, he did a good job, you know, but But you know, it, you know, I'm more I cannot say. It's a good song, and it's bluesy. Some people yeah. love it. People are not so blues fan. They want to have more harder songs or whatever, you know. But we tried it, and so it was like everybody thought, yeah, let's put it on the album, you know. And I thought, okay, if you love it, let's keep it.
Bah voilà, donc on parlait là, du titre. Il y a un titre qui est sur l'album qui est de Katmandou. Le morceau s'appelle When the Rain Comes. Alors, comme le dit Mandy, c'est pas la meilleure, je sais pas celle qu'ils préfèrent le plus, mais bah, ils ont discuté, ils ont trouvé que c'était très bluesy, c'était très sympa à chanter. Ronnie a fait un gros travail. Et puis en discutant avec les uns et les autres, il a trouvé que c'était une bonne idée. Donc, comme il a dit, bah écoutez, let's go, hein, on va y aller. Maybe Mandy, one thing about the band Gotus. It looks like a band formed before the COVID, and I think the COVID period was so urge for a lot of people, and maybe this is something regarding Gotus with more some friends playing a lot of songs. And do you plan when you create Gotus, maybe a couple of years ago, that maybe you record something right now, because it looks like more some friends playing a lot of gigs, but not to record, maybe it's just to make some songs for pleasure, like some songs like Status Quo or maybe Gotthard, Crocus, etc., etc. It looks like just a band to share some good music and that's all. But now you're coming with an album, so maybe where comes the idea to create an album before this? Because it looks like sometime a good experience or something like that.
Yeah, the idea came from me and Patrick, you know, and just to do it now because we have so many ideas and just made sense. And I mean, you know, as I said before, if you get older in the age, it's like, okay, let's put this stuff out now. We have a good team, you know, we can't go to Los Angeles to record everything, whatever. And like there used to be a much bigger budget back then, you know. And now we have a good team together that we can actually make a good apple pie together, you know. And with Patrick and we knew each other from before, and that's already a good thing to start something, because we know each other from the past, so we know what we got with each other. You know, it's like good things or bad things, you know, so we know each other. But we love each other also, you know, so there's no problem. But the main issue was always to have somebody that sings the songs proper, so it doesn't, you know, that was always the thing for me. Otherwise, to me, it was just a waste of time if you don't have the right voice on it, you know. Especially if you document it and then it's pressed and it's always there till you die on the internet, you know what I'm saying? So it was, to me, I had to wait till I finally had somebody that sings those songs proper that I got in my mind, you know, like, and I'm like, of course, more like I come from the Paul Rogers and you know, this Bad Company, Foreigner. I always liked those sort of bands, and you could also could hear that in my past, this sort of songwriting way that I used, you know. It was in this direction, you know, that I got also influenced from these bands, those bands, you know. So it's also, I always liked that blues vocal on top.
Yeah.
You know, this like, you know, and Unisonic was totally different. That's what it was, really a lesson for me also, because that is totally different music to, I don't think Kiske could have sung those songs like Ronnie, because he doesn't have a necessarily a blues voice for those sort of songs, like, you know?
No, for sure.
But he's got his own strength, his own style, which is, of course, yeah, you know, people love his approach, you know. Yeah.
Ben voilà, alors le groupe Gotus a été créé aux alentours de 2019. C'était un groupe avec des copains pour faire partager plein de musique. Et puis, comme le dit Mandy, ben, il y a été question de faire plaisir à tout le monde. Et puis juste après, Bah, il y a eu l'idée de faire ce disque. Alors, ils ont monté ça avec Patabi, le batteur, et puis par suite, eh bah, ils ont été enregistrés tous des bons titres, très bluesy, très différents de ce que fait Unisonic, hein, pour le coup, puisque Unisonic, vous le savez, les amis, bah, c'était un peu plus métal allemand, et puis là, on est sur quelque chose de plus fin en termes de musique. Mandy, just one word regarding the works of Ronnie Romero. When came the idea to engage Ronnie Romero as the lead singer of Gotus? Because I know that you pass so many times on stage, and I'm pretty sure we see Ronnie live. So it came like a normal idea to say, "Oh, if I would like to have to record a new disc, I would like to have Ronnie singing a lot of songs."
No,
oh?
it's not like that. But of course, but of course, then. If I would have never met him before, probably it wouldn't have happened, you know. The reason was I met him before he was with Rainbow and you know, when he was with Lords of Black, you know.
I remember.
We did a tour with Unisonic in Spain, and Lords of Black were supporting this tour, you know, support band. And then they asked if they pay a little money, if they could also sleep in the tour bus.
Okay.
And then we let them sleep in our tour bus, you know. And then, of course, I got to know those guys, you know. When we traveled from Barcelona to whatever, Madrid or something. It's like, you know. So I got to know those blokes, you know. And they had this, they still got that album. Ronnie gave me this first album, and I took it, I still got it, you know, this album from, it was like, yeah, already 7, 8 years ago or something. So that's how I got to know him. And then our ways crossed again when he was with Leone, with Corleone. I met him again, and somehow we had a good, as friends already, you know. We never made music, but we already knew us from just being hanging around in a bus together, you know, before we go to sleep. You know, that's a special, you know,
special moment, in fact. Huh?
yeah. Then, but we like each other as humans also, and then somehow, we started playing with Gotus a bunch of years later, shortly before Corona. And then we wanted to do some live concerts and start some stuff with Dino, you know? Mm-hmm. Dino. So, and then somehow it was got disturbed through Corona and stuff, and then we got on a hold. And back then we didn't know if it was an album or whatever. No, probably it was, who is interested anyways, whatever. So, and then we continued after Corona. We had like, finally we had a bunch of gigs in Switzerland. We wanted to do these concerts, and then there were three concerts in a row. And then was the first two concerts, Dino was singing, and then Dino had a really important concert in Zagreb, on national television, something, you know. And really, he couldn't do the third gig. And then we asked Ronnie Romero if he has time and if he would be interested at all or whatever, you know. And then actually, it happened like that, you know. So he came, and he was actually really well prepared, and he had to. In 3 days, shortly he learned the songs. He's unbelievable with his ear, and he learned the songs and had a little bit, a few notes of the lyrics, and yeah, he was improvising a bit, but it was not bad at all. I thought, you know, it was fucking great actually. And so that's how. It was like, you know, the anchor was set then, I thought, but we didn't know that we were going to do an album or something. And then when the possibility was there with Frontiers, and, you know, we just gave it a shot and did a few songs, and, you know, that's how we came along like that, you know. But actually, first, it was not planned. Goldtooth was just to be a fun live band, you know, to play a few old songs or whatever. And now we turned into a band that has a few old, their own thing a bit, you know, and everybody had an input in it. I mean, Ronnie gave his input. I mean, you know, as you can hear. And yeah, it's a matter of taste, and there's like a lot of songs. Some people like that song more, and some people this song. My wife doesn't like the blues song, for example.
Ah voilà, comme le dit Mandy, on parlait de l'arrivée de Ronnie Romero. Alors, comme le dit Mandy, c'est assez marrant parce que en fait, Ronnie, il a été connu parce que quand ils ont tourné avec Unisonic en Espagne. Lord of Black était la première partie, et puis Ronnie a demandé à payer quelques euros pour aller dormir dans le tourbus. Alors ils ont discuté, ils ont découvert, et puis à l'origine, bah, comme vous l'avez compris, Gotus était plutôt parti avec Dino Jelusic, et puis Dino avait pas la possibilité, et puis Mandy a appelé Ronnie en lui disant bah, est-ce que ça t'intéresserait de venir? Et puis Ronnie a dit ouais, c'est un super chanteur, comme le dit Mandy. Il l'avait croisé un petit peu voilà, de ci, de là, et puis ils avaient discuté. Il y a une bonne ambiance entre eux. Et puis c'est comme ça que Ronnie s'est retrouvé à chanter live. En 3 jours, il a appris les textes, et puis on a eu ce disque qui est sorti. Et maintenant, le groupe qui était plutôt un groupe live est devenu un vrai groupe. Donc c'est quand même très intéressant. Mandy, before we ending, a few words about the release session that you have live a couple of days ago. A lot of people came to see you on stage to listen some new songs. You have a lot of people coming everywhere, in fact, because I see a lot of people coming from, of course, for Switzerland, Germany, France. We have a lot of people to going on this special venue, because it's look like a special venue. I see a lot of message that a lot of people said, what a strange venue, is very special. We see a lot of, you play maybe 1 hour and 40 minutes. I think you share some good vibes too. And I'm pretty sure you are totally happy to share again some live session with Ronnie, with the rest of the band, Alan, Tony, Pat. Now after this particular gigs, do you think you can tour more?
Yes, we're gonna do some festivals in the summer, and then we try to do a little tour, maybe whatever is available for us, you know, in the fall. And we're already working on another album also. And also a few concerts probably with Crocus, you know, I have in the summer some festivals, maybe 4 or 5 concerts. But then, yeah, it's like we're going to play at Riverside, for example, and then at this other place, which is in Lugano or something. It's, you know, the album is out now, but it's just fresh, and we have to organize it. It's also a bit complicated because Ronnie also has a few things planned, and, you know, and I'm going to Thailand now for 2 months. You know. Yeah, it's not because I love it. It's really because I am. It's like because of my father, you know. It's because of the old age, and yeah. A wonderful place up north. That I mean, it's like, you know, it's because it's so expensive here in Switzerland, you know. It's unbelievable. So I'm gonna go 2 months there, but I take the guitar and try to prepare some new songs for the next Gotus album, and then I come back in 2 months and have to do some festivals with Crocus and rehearse and record some stuff, you know.
by the way, you are a busy man, in fact, Mandy. You are totally a busy man right now, huh?
His parents' stuff, because I'm like born 1960, and my father is really old, and it's like, and I'm the only child, you know, and I have to really make sure that everything is, it's almost like I'm a tour manager or something.
Ah voilà, comme le dit Mandy, on en discute, on en rigole, mais voilà, je posais la question parce qu'ils ont joué il y a pas très longtemps tous ensemble. Est-ce qu'ils vont tourner? Alors oui, potentiellement il y aura quelques dates qui vont arriver, Bien sûr, il faut caler les dates entre Crocus, entre le planning de Ronnie Romero. Et puis, comme le dit Mandy, il va partir quelques jours en Thaïlande. Donc, voilà, écrire des titres et ainsi de suite. Mais en tout cas, on va suivre l'histoire. Bien sûr, Mandy vient de dire qu'il y a des idées pour un nouvel album, un deuxième album. Donc, on suivra ça avec importance. Et puis, on verra effectivement ce qu'est la suite. Mandy, I would like to say thank you so much for your time. Do you have just a few words for the French listener, because I know that a lot of people like the Switzerland hard rock music, your music with Crocus, with a lot of things, with Gotthard, with Gotus, with every band who is coming in Switzerland look like crazy. So I'm a huge fan of the Switzerland music with Crystal Balls, with some other one. It's, this country is totally crazy, but do you have some words for the French listener?
Yeah, it's like the French, it's like, yeah, the French music scene also interests me a lot, by the way, yeah. I was always listening to Mylène Farmer, those live stuff she did with these unbelievable musicians and all that. I'm also, oh yeah, it's like a lot of happening in France. It's probably, yeah, more than in Switzerland, you know, it's a bigger market, you know, it's like Johnny Holiday, you know, for example.
Mandy, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Hey, Olivier, thank you also for having me. And I wish you all the best, and let's look in a bright future for all
sure.
Our music, and also hopefully we don't have to go and